Appendix D, Tank Platoon and Cavalry Squadron. With the addition of an armor company to the ABCT Cavalry Squadron, modified table of organization and equipment, an armor platoon leader / platoon commander must be prepared to employ a tank platoon in an organization that has a different mission than a standard combined arms battalion. Tank platoons must fully understand their task, purpose, and commander's intent to facilitate the mission of the cavalry squadron. Tank platoons must be prepared to provide direct fire support to help cavalry elements in destroying enemy forces or allow the cavalry units to retrograde and rejoin in the defense. Organization. Besides understanding the tank platoon's capabilities and limitations, the platoon leader / platoon commander must appreciate the tactical assets and liabilities of the mounted and dismounted capabilities of the cavalry squadron. The platoon leader / platoon commander must realize that dismounted scout elements move much more slowly than armored vehicles, but that they can use terrain very effectively to gain a positional advantage over the enemy, and that terrain has a direct impact on survivability for the scout. Cavalry squadrons conduct reconnaissance and security tasks in close contact with enemy organizations and civilian populations, consistent with the fundamentals of reconnaissance and security. Squadrons help the BCT commander in identifying gaps or weaknesses in the plan and identify opportunities to exploit and improve the situational understanding. Reconnaissance and security tasks answer priority intelligence requirements. Reconnaissance and security tasks enable the commander to make decisions and direct forces to achieve mission success. Reconnaissance and security tasks enable successful offense, defense, and stability tasks. Refer to ATP 3-20.96 for more information. The ABCT Cavalry Squadron is composed of a HQ and HQ troop, 3 cavalry troops, and 1 armor company. As the eyes and ears of the squadron commander, the cavalry troop is the squadron commander's primary reconnaissance and security asset. Cavalry troops provide the information the commander needs to conduct better informed planning, to direct operations, and to visualize the AO. The cavalry troop skillfully conducts reconnaissance and security tasks to collect information about the threat's location, disposition, and composition. As part of the squadron, the cavalry troop provides reaction time and maneuver space for the BCT commander. In turn, these operations allow the BCT commander to shape the AO proactively and to accept or initiate contact at times and places of the commander's choosing. Cavalry troops conduct reconnaissance and security tasks throughout the squadron and BCT AO. The ABCT Cavalry Troop is organized, equipped, and trained to conduct reconnaissance and security tasks throughout the squadron and BCT AO. The ABCT Cavalry Troop organization includes a HQ section, 2 scout platoons, and a mortar section. Refer to ATP 3-20.97 for more information. The ABCT Cavalry Troop capabilities include survivability in unified land operations and fighting for information. The Bradley Fighting Vehicle, armed with a 25mm cannon, 7.62mm coaxial machine gun, and tube-launched, optically-tracked, wire-guided missile system, provides firepower. The ABCT Cavalry Troop limitations include limited maneuverability in urban environments and other types of complex terrain. The troop's heavier vehicles create sustainment consideration for resupply, refueling, and maintenance, despite the ABCT's enhanced sustainment capability. Tank platoons are organic to the armor company, but they can be task-organized in many different ways at the company, platoon, or section level. The task organization used impacts what mission the tank platoon receives and what they can expect to happen. 3 task organization possibilities are pure, no task organization. The armor company is retained as a single maneuver element. Augmented, 1 tank platoon is task organized to a cavalry troop. The armor company minus is retained as a maneuver element. Balanced, T Two cavalry troops each receive one tank platoon. The armor company minus receives one scout platoon. Tank platoons provide a mobile, protected direct fire capability that allows forward cavalry units to be aggressive in the execution of their reconnaissance and security tasks, and operate with greater audacity. Follow and support roles for tank platoons are common, and as such, tank platoon leaders/platoon commanders must be prepared to conduct all tactical tasks associated for any tank platoon. In addition, tank platoons must be prepared to operate at the platoon and section level over wide areas in support of scout sections, scout platoons, or the cavalry troop. Planning and rehearsing forward and rearward passage of lines is vital for this to happen. See Chapter 7. When attached to a cavalry troop, tank platoon leaders/platoon commanders and platoon sergeants must understand cavalry troop capabilities and the unit SOP. The tank platoon leadership should address tank platoon and section-specific capabilities and requirements. Considerations include mobility, lethality, available personnel to perform dismounted tasks, operations in close proximity to dismounted scouts, local security, and unique resupply, Class 3, Bulk, 3, Package, and 5, Recovery, Battle Damage Assessment, and Repair Requirements. ATP 3-20.15/MCRP 3-10 Bravo.1, 3 July 2019. By order of the Secretary of the Army, Mark A. Milley, General, United States Army, Chief of Staff. Official, signed, Kathleen S. Miller, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army.